The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Buy me a boat.
Yes, it can. All you need is money.
All you need is money, honey.
That's it. Buy you a boat. Why not?
Good morning. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And I'm Meg with Pep Talk, the Pensacola expert panel, here this morning with Boat Smart, Key Marine, and Stephen Smith. It's here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It was a short week at school. We got 3 days, so we piled up 4 days into it. So it was Veterans Day on Monday, and it rained.
Yep.
And we pulled the float in the rain. So
did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the veterans get out in the rain, you know, when you know, military guys and women and all that, why not pull a float in the rain, right?
I mean, you're not gonna melt, except in the South now they say sugar melts in the rain.
You know. It was good. There was a lot of people down there holding flags up and just, you know, it wasn't as big a crowd as it would have been if it was sunny. But of course there are people down there, you know, and that just tells you what kind of town we live in. So it was a good day. So we had a good time with that. And supporting our veterans downtown on Monday, and then we went back to school on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we're just wrapping everything up. It's time to get into the next week is our last week before we go to fall break.
Oh my gosh!
And yeah, so
my brain is not.
Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks away, almost, right?
Yeah. That ballpark. It's a little late this year, but it is coming up. Next week.
So we have a week in school, and then we have a break for a week or 10 days for my class, and then we come back for another week or about 2 weeks, maybe three, and then we break again for Christmas break and all that stuff. So
that goes fast.
Time is going to fly, and we got some announcements coming up and things like that. But first of all, let's thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. Remember, they're celebrating 20 years in business this month.
That's incredible.
And yeah, they get 20% discount from now until December 20th. So you can save 20% on labor on any kind of repair. So you need to check out Key Marine for that. And also, I spoke with Dustin this morning. They have new engines coming in, Mercury engines ranging from 5 horsepower to 150 at amazing deals. Mention Boat Smart, okay? And you still get 20% off of labor for rigging of the boat. So you're going
to
save a lot of money
in addition to that.
So get out there, see what they have in there. Check out their website, keymarinecenter.com as well. And they will take care of you on the Mercury engines and Suzuki, Yamaha repowers. They just do a great job out there, Key Marine. Just check out their Facebook page. They've been posting some stuff on there as well. So Key Marine, just a great place to do business. And I asked about Amelia because we said Amelia went to work out there.
Right.
And they said she's doing great. And Chances
under Chances' wing. Oh, good. So this is one of your students, for folks that don't know.
Yeah, graduated and is working out at Key Marine. And she's just having a great time. I mean, how can you, when you say that, having a great time working?
Oh, I know. And doing what you love.
Doing something that you love.
And being well trained at it, thanks to you.
Yeah.
And I should mention that you are with George Stone Technical College.
I am. So George Stone, yep. They're located over on Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, 2400 Longleaf Drive. And I'm the Marine Service Technology Instructor. They have a great chat feature on there if you're interested in getting a hold of anybody out at George Stone. Way better than the phones, I think, is to get that chat feature because they sent us an email. And if you put your phone number in there or an email address, we will get back with you. You know, it's sometimes it's easier than the phone. I'm never around my desk.
Right, of course.
You know, and
teaching.
I'm always moving. Right.
Right.
And sometimes it's hard for me to return a phone call, you know, from my desk. So a lot of times I'll call you on my cell phone. But check out the chat feature as well. I also want to mention that they do have a Facebook page. George Stone Technical College has a Facebook page. And last night they posted a great video of my students. We were we moved some things around. We put our twin 200 Mercury Verados in a test tank, and we were dyno tuning or dyno testing those motors, which means we're running these motors at wide open throttle.
In water.
In water, of course.
Okay, how big are these tanks?
That's a huge tank, the one
Holy
we're running
cow,
on.
Holy cow, it would have to be, right?
Yeah, but we have a dyno attached to it, so...
Okay, I don't know what a dyno is.
Well, the dynamometer, yep. And so they use these on... Dynamometers are used on cars and boats and even little race cars and toys and things like that. What the dynamometer does, it helps simulate the engine torque or RPMs at, so you don't have a motor that just revs. So
I see. Okay.
Yep, it adds a load to the engine, so it simulates it being on the water to a certain extent. So we were able to run these engines at wide open throttle. I think we were at 5,700 RPMs. Running these motors at wide open and just running some tests that we're using our G3 software. Students in my class have to use software. They have to set up these motors. I mean, it's very advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't think so, you know, if you're just outside looking in. We go to that level of advancement where students have to use laptops and troubleshoot and set up singles and
See,
twin
that's
engines.
So interesting. That's come a long way.
Yeah, it has. And I was just thinking that this, when was I was thinking about technology and stuff and Bluetooth and all the stuff, you know, and it's just amazing how far the marine industry has come. I used to say 10 years. I guess now you can say 15 years, you know, from the time, you know, just things just started changing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy what's going on in our marine industry. But we are teaching that in a Marine Service Technology class, to that level of learning is happening in our class. So check out George Stone's Facebook page. We had the dyno run on there, and it turn up the volume because you won't appreciate it unless you turn up the volume, and you can hear those motor running at wide open throttle and seeing what my students are doing on a laptop and setting these motors up. So it's just a great experience. And they all like to gather around when we're making a lot of noise. You
of
know?
Course. Yeah. That's the fun yeah. part.
Mrs. Ferguson came down last night, and she's our WIOLA coordinator, and she was the administrator on duty last night. So
okay.
She came down and hung out with us while we were running these motors. I'm trying to put my hands over ears like you can't be here without you know ear protection on
mm-hmm.
you know and so I made her put ear protection on and protect her ears because those things are very loud when we're doing that so.
I would imagine
yeah. Very loud.
Were you inside or outside?
Oh, we're outside. We
okay.
We typically do this stuff outside because we don't want to interrupt the whole entire school.
Okay.
I was running we had my boat on a dyno one night, and I ended up with law enforcement from our law enforcement academy.
Oh no.
Standing around my boat going, we can't hear our instructor. And I was like, I don't understand why, you know.
What'd you say?
You know, I thought they were just over there, you know, clapping and saying, hey, y'all are doing awesome. But they're over telling me, hey, quiet down a little bit. But it's hard
wow.
to quiet that stuff down sometimes. But
I guess
you know,
not, no.
You know, we had fun with it, and we always have fun running the dinos. I tried to do that during the first week of school when I have new students
mm-hmm.
to get that excitement going.
Sure.
You know, run that thing on the dyno, whatever it is, a Yamaha Mercury, whatever. We'll put it on the dyno and run them up. And we'll try to test a couple different motors for fun. So it was pretty cool, though. We were having a great time over there. And like I say, we're gearing. I'm not saying we're gearing down. We're just moving on. I think we're going to have a chilly Thanksgiving dinner next
Thursday.
Oh,
that'll Thursday. Be nice.
Yeah, so
yeah.
The students are going to cook some chili, and we're just going to do that and do a shop cleanup and things like that. I do have some announcements that I'm going to make, but I'm not going to do it. I want everybody to tune in because it's very exciting, the things that are going on. And I'll make them next week when I come in.
Okay,
I'll start talking about
Friday.
That. Yeah, next Friday. This is
oh,
according
to the
school.
Oh, have to wait a whole week?
A whole week. That means you got to tune back in because it's very exciting.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, it's changing the way, you know, a lot of things are going to change in our classroom as far as technology and what we have. So, yeah, it's very exciting. So tune in next week, too, and listen to that and tell your friends. Tune
okay.
in. Great things are happening out there
yeah.
at Georgetown Tech. So we're just having a great time. We're building gear cases. Oh, by the way, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. In case you have a question about me or my classroom, maybe you have a question about your boat or anything like that. Maybe you have a question about this cold weather moving in and you want to know what to do. I love this weather. I'm still boating in it, so I'm not going to, you know, not stop. I'm not going to keep boating, you know,
yes.
in the cool weather and stuff.
And
so.
You can text on that number, too.
Yeah, 850-437-1620.
Yep.
So we were building gear cases, teaching students how to build some Alpha, MerCruiser Alpha gear cases, Gen 2 gear cases. And there's a thrust washer, and if you're not technical or anything, I kind of explain where it is. It's behind the reverse or in front of the reverse gear on the prop shaft, and it's a spacer, basically. And we had a gear case that had a lot of space in there went on the prop and on the prop shaft. So I noticed that, and I kind of knew what was going on. Last year, as we ended our year, the students couldn't find the thrust washer, and we were reassembling this gear case. So I'm like, okay, I didn't want this thing to be apart forever, you know, and all the way through off season, you know, out of school and stuff. So I said, let's put it back together without the thrust washer. We'll figure it out. I have to order one, you know. So sure. It took me time to get it. So I didn't even worry about that. Well, we were getting ready to take this unit apart again for more learning from new students doing that. And I'm noticing that the prop is not correct. You know, the prop is prop shaft's moving in and out. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with this thing? Then I realized we didn't put that spacer in there. For the life of me, I couldn't figure out where these spacers, how they can lose this thing. I was like, on my students, parts control is a big deal.
Of course.
And don't lose your parts, you know, and put them up and make sure you keep them. And, you know, and this spacer was lost and we couldn't figure out what was going on. So we had two of these units apart, and this one without the spacer. I went to the other unit to look at it, to show my student what the spacer looked like in case we had one around. So we looked in this other unit, the other two students we took apart, and there was no spacer in that one. I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
Do we have a spacer robber?
Spacer robber, they're just vanishing. I don't know what's happening to them. And we couldn't figure it out. Well, what happened, and a lot of times this does happen in my classroom, where we do things a little different than we do in the field in order for students to understand what they're about to do, okay? So what I do is I'll have students, as they take apart a gear case, they start doing some, what we call pre-checks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going in, they're going to pre-check what we call backlash, the clearance between gears, and they're putting a dial indicator on there, and they're checking backlash. They also have to check pinion height, and they use a feeler gauge to do that, and they use a special tool in the gear case to check the pinion height. And they have to use a 25,000 feeler gauge and to see what the clearance is on this pinion height. Well, the funniest thing was that they used a tool and they checked the clearance on the pinion height, and somehow, some way, Cameron went and figured out that the tool was grabbing that thrust washer, and it was stuck inside this tool.
Oh, no.
We had three of those. So I got one.
Oh, my gosh.
Three of those missing.
Wow.
Were in this tool.
Huh. How did that happen?
Well, when the tool went in, we didn't pull the thrust washer out, and the tool, it engaged into, it just slid up inside that tool, and it was very tight, you know, and it wouldn't come out. You had to actually drive them out of there with a hammer to get them out. I have no idea how they got in there so tight, but we had three of them in there.
That's wild.
Well, it was great because I was so excited. We found new ones, right? We found them. I didn't have to order any, right?
The gremlin.
But I did have to put a note on the actual tool,
mm-hmm.
warning, make sure you remove thrust washer before you do this, you know? And those kind of things happen where students do things that I never see in the field.
Right,
because in the field, we would just typically tear this thing apart. You know, we'd evaluate the parts and things. We never wouldn't do a pre-check. We wouldn't check to see if the pinion height is right or gear latch, because we're going to put it back together correctly.
Right.
So we never pre-checked. So they pre-checked it, and when they did that, that's where that part ended up. And I have a student, a previous student, it was in my class, his name's Chris.
Uh-huh.
He was the actual last one that worked on this gear case, and I think he's the one I said put this together. Uh-huh. And I'm like, Chris, how could you? I think I'm pretty sure it was Chris. It may have been somebody else. If it wasn't you, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, we found it. It was in the tool.
Funny.
And that's just a funny story. Dude,
yeah, that's,
you know,
hilarious.
And
but that's kind of how it is in my apartment.
Just find things.
I'm thinking somebody moved this somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. But and then I'll look at it and find it just like that.
Well, you know, and I tell my students this, you know, if you lose a 50-cent part, dollar part, $5 part, whatever, it can hold up a $5,000 or $10,000 job.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Well, sure. And when
because
you think about it, because it's all integral, right?
Yeah.
All works together.
Well, you have to have it.
So,
and if the part is missing and your parts department doesn't have it in stock,
uh-oh.
Right? And now your customer's waiting for this boat to be ready for the weekend. Think about it. They got all their family coming in. They got friends coming in. They got this big fishing trip planned. You're telling them their boat's going to be ready on Friday. On Tuesday, you find out you're putting everything together, and you find out you don't have a part, or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, and getting close to Friday, and you lost the part.
Oh,
and
boy.
Now all of a sudden they're not getting their boat. They're not going to be happy,
right?
You know, so parts control is a big deal for us.
Yeah, I would think that'd be a priority.
So, yes,
but
yes.
You solve the mystery.
Solve the mystery.
So that's great.
I'm amazed by that. That's a story I will never forget. That's a story I will take with me, you know, forever and ever, because it just don't happen.
Have you thought about writing a book or an instructor's
manual? I actually
manual?
Have thought about
you really
writing
should.
A book, and I actually started some notes and stuff on a book.
Yeah, because your knowledge of this, of the, how many years have you been teaching?
16 years. And if you think about it, you know, I've probably been teaching longer than that because I've had a lot of younger people that work under me in my business and stuff.
Sure.
So I was actually, and I think of one, I have a
mentoring the young guys.
Mentoring younger people. I have a friend of mine, his name's Tad. He actually worked for me at a independent location. He was 16 or 17 years old. Now, we're talking years and years and years ago, back in the 90s, mm-hmm. right? And he actually worked under me, and he tells me all the time, you taught me everything I know. And I never thought about being a teacher when I was actually working on boats.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Was I a good teacher back then? Probably not, because, you know, you're not really allowed to throw things at students now and stuff like that, or yell at them, scream at them. But, you know.
Well, and you think about how the technology's changed in the last
right.
15
well,
years.
Too,
the fact
you know,
that you've been able to keep up with all of that.
That's yeah.
that's book worthy right there.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, it's been good. And, you know, I'm happy to find that part and that kind of thing. So we just are getting excited about getting past this little break we're going to have. And students, they kind of whine about it. I don't want to be off of school. I want to be in school. And so that's pretty cool, too, to see them be so excited about being in school. So this week I wanted to talk a little bit about fuels and fuel systems, because as we are entering a slower time, typically when the fair comes, whenever it gets here and the weather starts changing a little bit and getting a little cooler, people kind of start to stop thinking about their boat. And part of the boat system thing is when they stop thinking about their boat, they stop thinking about the fuel system and stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to touch on fuels and fuel system.
It makes a huge difference, correct? And the type of fuel that you're using. I mean, you have to.
No, you use automotive fuel.
Okay. You do. Okay.
Yeah, you can. But the difference in fuels will definitely make a big difference in maintenance and repairs.
So whether you use a premium or not.
So. You're talking about premium fuels, mid-grade fuels, mm-hmm. and regular fuels, okay?
Right.
So when you look at that fuel rating, that's one of the, part of what I was going to talk about was the fuel ratings. And a lot of people think that if I put higher octane fuel in my boat, it's going to run better. And that's not the case, okay?
Really? See, I would just assume that.
No, the boats are designed to run on typically, unless you're looking at higher performance, you know, outboards and things like that, or inboards and stern drive, typically stern drives and higher horsepower outboards that are performance-based, you're going to use 87 octane. That's what they're rated to run on.
Right.
Just regular pump gas from a gas station.
Huh.
Okay. And that's what you typically use. Now, what we recommend, or what I highly recommend, is ethanol-free fuel. Okay.
Okay. How does that make a difference in the way it runs?
Well, it's not necessarily the way it runs, but the longevity of the fuel system and keeping the fuel system maintained.
Oh, okay? That makes sense.
So think about this. So
of course.
Have you ever seen a Coke bottle, a plastic Coke bottle? I'm sure you have around laying on the ground on a humid morning, and you mm-hmm. go out and all that water is inside that Coke bottle from condensation.
Sure.
Right? That's what happens in fuel tanks.
Really?
Yep. When you have a fuel tank that's sitting and it's not full, or it's half full, or you know, half empty, however you want to say it. When we have humidity, you know, at night it's cooler mm-hmm. than, especially now, you know, when it gets up, if it's going to get up in the, you know, 70s, 80s during the day and really cool at night, you have condensation buildup. Okay.
Is that true for cars and boats?
Well, not necessarily cars, because the thing with cars is you use them every day.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That makes
More
sense.
More for boats, you know,
mm-hmm.
but my recommendation is to keep your fuel tank full. Okay.
Really?
So there's no air gap in it.
Okay.
The only time you may not do that is if you have your boat in a high dry in a storage facility.
Is it better to store it empty?
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I would have just assumed that.
Here's the kicker, okay? So you fill a fuel tank up, and they have vents on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're filling your tank up, you have fuel vents in it, and that vent can vent out fuel. Okay, it's supposed to vent out the gases, but it vents out fuel as you fill your boat up.
Okay.
And same thing with your car. It vents fuel as you fill it. And also, the vent allows oxygen or air into the fuel so the fuel can move. Okay.
Right.
So as the fuel dissipates, air has to enter that, you know, and you don't create a vacuum on the system, so it has to have a vent of some type.
That makes sense.
So in a high dry where you store your boat, they want you not to fill it up, because as the temperatures and things change in the high dry, the fuel tank the fuel expands in the fuel tanks, and now fuel vents out of your vents onto boats below, or they create a fire hazard or whatever, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But if you're keeping your boat on a trailer or in the water or something like that, and that I want to recommend keeping your fuel tank full. That way you don't have that space of air, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, look at the ethanol fuel. Ethanol is alcohol. And what does alcohol do? It absorbs, it pulls in water.
Right.
Right? So where are boats at? On the water, right?
On the water. I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah, no, not a trick question. They're on the water or typically near the water. Plus, you know, we're in high humidity areas and things like that. So mm-hmm. when you have ethanol in your fuel tanks, that will pull in the water and condensation. It can, you know, contaminate your fuel tank.
Sure. That makes perfect
sense. So if you have an opportunity and I've always ran ethanol free in every boat I've ever owned. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I highly recommend ethanol free. Okay.
Okay.
And that's probably all you're going to get most of the time if you're on the water at the marinas, but in on the land, you got to find a gas station that has that.
So does fuel go bad? I mean, if it's sitting there for a long time, I mean, is there like a window of time that you can
There is a window of time. And when you look at fuels, basically fuel starts going bad after about 2 weeks.
That quickly?
Yes. It starts deteriorating. Okay. And if you think of the time it comes from the refinery, gets on the truck, goes to the gas station.
Well,
and now,
that's true.
You know, and what you need to do is to, what I recommend is find a gas station that has a high turnover of fuel, a very busy gas station. That way, you know, the fuel's not sitting there for long periods of time.
I never thought about that.
It's the same with your car, too.
No, it makes perfect sense. I was going to say, yeah.
Same with your car, but more so with boats. Okay.
Okay.
So always look for a gas station. Use a reputable gas station, you know, ones that have a good name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But find one that's busy.
That makes perfect
sense. And you
sense.
See the truck coming in there, and they're turning over that fuel. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. Another thing to consider if you're using an ethanol fuel, now 10% is what the marine industry says. That's our limit, 10%.
You know?
And there's higher grades of ethanol fuel, I think 15 and E85. It goes way up there. But the ethanol not only absorbs water, but it also corrodes and damages hoses and things like that. Okay. So you get above that 10%, now you're really doing a lot of damage to your fuel system as well.
Wow.
Okay. So non-ethanol fuel is what we look at, you know? So when you think about how much ethanol is in the fuel system, when you actually go to the pump, it says up to 10%.
Sure.
Who do you think puts the ethanol in the fuel at the fuel station? Do you think it's in a truck? Do you think that it just miraculously just shows up there?
I have no idea.
The truck driver does that.
Oh, goodness.
So the truck driver has to estimate how much fuel he put in the fuel tanks to add the ethanol to it.
Huh.
So, you know, I'm going to continue on the subject as we go. I know we're running out of time.
We're starting to run out of time, but let folks know if they want to reach out to you, how they can get in touch with you. We're talking with Stephan Schmidt this morning on Pep Talk, and with thanks to Key Marine. And he's with George Stone Technical College.
Yep. And you can go to George
Stone. As you can hear, he has a plethora of knowledge.
And I got a lot of stuff wrote down, too.
So we didn't quite get
to
all of it, but yeah.
That helped. So, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, 5621 Bayou Road is our sponsor, 492-0487, 850-492-0487. Check out keymarinecenter.com. Make sure you check out their 20% off of labor and the extra special deals they have on the Mercury product that just came in, okay? Mention Boat Smart when you go out there and let them know you're listening to us on the radio. Contact the school, check out the school's Facebook page as well, mm-hmm. and you can see our diner run on there. It is very cool, so
awesome.
Check it out.
Okay, so be sure and mention Boat Smart when you stop by Key Marine.
That's right, always.
Thank you, Stephan, for being here.
I hope you
have a great weekend. You're just full of so much knowledge. I'm learning so much, so thank you.
I'm glad you are. That's what we're here doing, educating.